This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.
They said, "Why aren't you in the army?"
Well, tell him it's because of your eyes.
Part of his clothes was torn off, and definitely the suspicion is murder.
Bill Ebaugh!
Sheriff says it's Bill Ebaugh. Paper today, they said this cave was full of stuff belonged to Bill Ebaugh.
Some people think he didn't do it.
There's good and there's evil, and you don't compromise with evil.
People are feeding him. They're putting out food to feed him.
$300?
Dead or alive.
Reward. $300 to any person for information that will lead to the apprehension of William Ebaugh, dead or alive.
I don't think you have your finger on the pulse of this community. There is fear out there. There is terror.
You will never live it down.
We're over there fighting Hitler when we got worse at home.
Bill Ebaugh.
I shot him.
You're a hero, Woody. It's over and done with. We're not afraid anymore.
And welcome. This is Hitchhiking Off the Map. This is Conrad Bishop.
And Elizabeth Fuller. And today we broadcast the second act of our play, Long Shadow. Last month was the first act, and if you missed that, you can pick it up on our website, www.hitching.org.
Some background to bring you up to speed. Long Shadow is based on a true story from 1944, Second World War, in Nevada County out in Gold Rush Country. A young war veteran is shot while hunting. On slim evidence, the sheriff accuses William Ebaugh, a long-haired eccentric rumored to run naked in the woods, have many lovers, and serenade the hills. He's called Wild Bill by the community. Some residents see him as a gentle, quirky giant, others as a psychopath. Inspired by lurid newspaper stories, the community is gripped by fear. A bounty is posted by private citizens, which was legal in 1944. A young man, Woody Purvis, happens to find him and shoots him dead. We focus on three families. The murder victim's sister, Ruby Upchurch, shoulders the burden of the farm as she sees her family disintegrate in rage, while her best friend, Ginny, argues for Ebaugh's innocence. Sheriff Timmerman is a passionate believer in good versus evil, while his deputy, Lester, is a humorous but fascistic pragmatist. Woody Purvis has a dead-end job. He's traumatized by killing Ebaugh, then stunned to be hailed as a hero. Everyone tries to pronounce the case over and done with, dead and buried. And yet the wounds in the community stayed open for decades.
And Bill Ebaugh, we know only from people's views of him. So in the play, he appears only in their own views, inside their dreams. Beginning Act Two, the sheriff encounters his own dream version of Wild Bill. This is Long Shadow.
What?
Carl, are you dreaming?
Hey, Carl.
I don't dream. I never dream.
Hey, Carl.
Dinner ready?
What's your boy's name, Carl?
Brad.
What's your honey's name?
Sally.
What's your name, Carl?
Carl?
You the sheriff? You look like the sheriff. Got him in the crosshairs. Pick you off anytime I want. But you're God's creature. You're beautiful. You shoot a man, that's God flowing out of him. Bright red puddle. Say bye. Carl got problems with teeth. Teeth falling out, that means something.
Son of a bitch!
Carl?
Hey, put your thumb in your mouth. Put your thumb in your mouth. Suck your thumb! Carl, I killed the Tyad. Killed the Davies. Killed the Penroses. killed the Marshes. You should have been there, Carl. Clean up the mess.
You're dead. You're dead.
I'm not dead, Carl. I believe in Jesus Christ. Don't you? Eternal life.
What's funny?
Long shadow in the morning. Long shadow when it's bright.
Carl.
Long shadow in the evening. And long shadow at night.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
The little baby drowned in Wolf Creek. Weren't they watching?
Alice Fritter enlisted in the waves. That's Mrs. Doolittle's niece.
The Assembly of God is doing a revival on the 24th.
I don't want to see another war movie. I get enough of that.
Hi, Dad.
News is we're beating the Germans. Japs or something else. Jack, he had a hard time there. Did you see Little Orphan Annie? They took away her dog, Sandy the dog. This old rich bitch that's supposed to be taking care of her, she says, you forget about that old dog.
Shut up! I'm sorry, Dad. I had a fight with Ginny.
Ginny?
My friend, Ginny. You know her. My God, what's the matter with you? You read it, didn't you? They shot Bill Ebaugh. We were in town. We were shopping. And old Mrs. Hendricks said, well, they got him. I said, who? She said, Wild Bill. I said, thank God.
Thank God.
I looked at Ginny. She was white as a sheet. She started screaming at me. Right on the street, screaming, saying he's innocent. Why does she care about that guy? What does she care about him? Her husband's overseas. We used to tell each other everything. She screamed at me. I bought a sweater. Blue sweater.
This damn little two-bit paper. They only got three cartoons. We ought to get the Sacramento paper. They got a whole page of funnies.
God damn you, stop talking crazy.
I was making conversation.
When Jack was killed, it was on page two. Even in this little one-horse town, he didn't rate page one. But this guy gets shot, the guy that shot him, it's all over the front. People yelling, he didn't do it. The guy that killed Jack didn't kill Jack, so Jack's alive and he can help me feed the hogs and milk the cows and take care of Mom.
Who'd they shoot?
They shot Bill Ebaugh.
Well, that's done with. Where's your mother?
In Jack's room. Where do you think? She don't hardly come out.
She's a strong woman.
She messes on herself.
She has to get a grip.
What if I just took off? Just took off one day. Just let George and Jamie worry about taking care of you. Now, why shouldn't I have some kind of life before I get old and gray? Maybe I just will.
We don't need taking care of.
I don't want my friends screaming at me and you talking crazy and Jamie wanting to go out and kill anybody that talks about it and people staring at us and clean mess off my mother. Jamie says he's going to Seattle, working the bomber plant. What's going to happen to the farm? He says any day. He says you just look at him. That's why he's going. Where are you going?
Just going to Sacramento is all. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
What are you all dressed up for? Jamie?
Ruby, I'm sorry that you're feeling so...
You going?
I'm sorry.
Dad? Did Jamie do it? Did he shoot Jack?
When? No. No, they got the guy.
What if they didn't?
What if Ginny's right? Then the killer's running free and nobody cares.
That guy did it. He had to have done it. Somebody did it. Might as well be him. He's dead.
Well, then it's done with. I got work.
I dreamed the Germans won.
I dreamed the Japs were coming up the lane.
I was dreaming.
I had this dream.
God, crazy dreams.
Call him in. Have a seat, Mr. Purvis. I'm Al Brady, this is Mr. Olson, Mr. Evans, coroner's jury.
Okay.
And on the Bible, promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Okay.
So you just tell us everything you think is relevant.
Well, Winona and I got a place not far from the Gladfelter cabin.
Did you know he was there?
We saw smoke. He had a stovepipe that instead of going through the roof, went out the window. We saw the leaves moving.
Who lives in that house?
Hunters use it sometimes. I thought I better find out. I took my rifle early morning, went out there, found a spot. Long time. Just before noon, he come out. So he came out on the porch to pump water, got some wood, took it in, then came out, pumped some more water, kind of playing in the water like a little kid.
He didn't have a gun at that point?
Not at that point.
At what point did he have a gun?
What?
Go on.
So when I was sure it was him, I called out. He turned, looked at me.
And what did you say at that point, Mr. Purvis?
I told him, I said, give up, you're under arrest. Then he made a dash for the front door. I thought, boy, he's going for a gun.
Did you call out his name or anything?
That's what I said. I said, Bill Ebaugh, give up, you're under arrest. I definitely said his name, Bill.
So you didn't call him when he was in the cabin, but then you called out and popped him.
Well, this is the porch. The door's here. So he was running for the front door like he was going to get his gun. And I thought I better shoot him before he got his gun, so I had to shoot him in self-defense.
How far was he from the front door?
Well, right where he fell. I guess the sheriff would know.
So when he moved, you figured it was to get a weapon?
He dropped like a sack of potatoes. One shot. Was it just one shot?
Entered below the rib cage, 1 inch to the right, tore through the liver, cut the aorta and the 12th vertebrae.
Then what?
Mr. Purvis?
I just waited. He acted dead. I called Bill. I didn't know him, but I called him Bill. Turned him over, kinda. His eyes were open. I went in, looked around, then I went and told Winona. Went up to 9 Mile House, but it was closed. Went to the neighbors, telephoned the sheriff.
Did you find a gun inside the cabin?
I thought there might be one. Was there?
So your motive was that this cabin was suspiciously occupied. It wasn't as if you were out there hunting for the bounty, but you were concerned that this cabin was close to yours and he might be in it.
Yeah.
And you gave him fair warning, and he resisted arrest, and so to preserve your own safety, you shot him. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Right. You got it.
Well, I think that covers it. Any questions? Mr. Purvis, thank you for your cooperation. I'd say it's over and done with.
Okay. Yeah.
I dreamed about Bill Ebaugh.
I dreamed about Bill Ebaugh. I had a dream about Bill Ebaugh.
I keep dreaming about Bill Ebaugh.
I think I dreamed about Ebaugh, but I can't remember it.
But I wasn't quite sure.
I don't remember what happened.
Hey, the hero!
Hi.
Saw your picture. Front page.
Yeah.
Pow!
Yeah.
Woody, I want to thank you. I live out on the edge of the woods, and my little girl plays out there, and I feel safe now.
Good.
Everybody is just so grateful.
Don't worry, Woody. The money's on its way.
Gotta settle the legal stuff.
Okay.
Need you in the Pacific. Kill a few Japs.
I got bad eyes.
Good enough to do this job.
Remember me, Lucille? Winona's friend from high school?
Good.
Tell Winona I said hi. My husband was talking about you. He says you're a hero.
Thanks.
He's gone on Thursday nights.
One bullet. Good shooting.
Big target. Gorilla season.
Pow!
I dreamed I...
Hey, Woody.
Woody Purvis.
Thank you for your cooperation.
I ain't got paid yet.
Well, there's a war on.
I got bad eyes.
There will be wars and rumors of wars. You're a hero, Bill.
My name's not Bill.
Pow! Oh, you got me! Oh!
Hi, Mrs. Phillips. How's Ed?
He's all right.
Tell him hi.
You tell him yourself.
What you need?
Rat traps. Wife don't like rats.
You got the big one.
Shake hands, buddy.
Pow! Gotcha!
You're Joey's dad?
What?
You talk to your son.
Ma'am!
My little girl, he knocked her down. He's shooting people and he knocked her down because she wouldn't play dead.
What?
You know, Woody.
I don't know.
I didn't kill cattle. Why would I kill cattle?
Hey, Bill, why would you grow long hair?
Oh, you got a point there. That's a good one. That's funny.
Well, what's beef on the black market?
Black market? That's organized. You gotta be organized. I'm not organized. Woody, take care of your honey bunch. I make them scream.
What is that like where you're with lots of women?
It's like playing in water. Splish, splash. Believe me, if all those endearing young charms that I gaze on so fondly today,
you're washing your hands,
were to fade by tomorrow and flee from my arms like fairy gifts fading away,
I let you wash your hands,
thou would still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will,
like you're playing in water.
Then around the dear ruin, each wish of my heart would twine itself verdantly still.
There's a war on and you're playing in water.
You got it. One shot. Pow.
It's not a dream. I don't dream. I never dream.
They brought him in tied on a pole like a deer.
It wasn't so much like a dream. It was...
I pulled out some hair.
Touch his big toe.
I don't dream anymore.
How you doing? Woody, right?
Yep.
He used to come in a lot.
Well, the little boy's a handful now.
Well, they grow up. Mine's in North Africa.
Bourbon straight up.
Give him good stuff, Maggie. He's our hero.
Who?
See the headlines? He shot Wild Bill.
Hey, nice going. I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris. Woody.
People feeling a lot of relief. Janet was scared to death.
Sure, I was scared. I seen him in town. He was a sight. All that hair.
Oh, he was a real nut. We were up fishing once. We saw him across the river, bare naked. He started singing, I don't know, tut tut tootsie. We threw some rocks and ran off.
But once he was out there crossing the street, crossing Broad Street, stood out in the middle of the street till a car come up. Stops the car. Then he waves. He thinks it's a joke.
It's not funny. A woman at church, Edna, she saw him watching the children, watching the little girls, just watching them.
Somebody should have got him long ago. Mm-hmm. You know him, didn't you, Maggie? He used to come in here.
Yeah, I knew him. We had a falling out.
Oh, hey, what you doing with the reward?
Pay some bills. When they give it to me, they said they had to investigate.
People always try to make a stink.
There are people who believe a community has no right to defend itself. It's like Hitler or Stalin. I voted for Roosevelt, but Dewey made a good point. It's the communists we got to worry about. Get Hitler, we better keep right on going.
They had him down a funeral home. There's a mob down there. Mom with her little girl. Mom jerks her back. Don't touch him. You'll get cooties.
Learn one thing from the war. Some people just aren't human.
I got a question. Did Bill Ebaugh ever harm you? I'm just curious.
He harmed all of us.
Asking our hero.
I don't think that's an appropriate question.
Well, but you shot him dead, Woody.
Lay off, Tom.
I just wonder what goes on in somebody's mind when they lay watching a man and then decide to shoot him. Out of season, in fact.
The man was going for a weapon. The man was a dangerous
person.
I said I'm talking
to him.
Hey, buddy, you're going to be talking to me.
Thomas O'Donnell, nice to meet you.
Tom, you're done drinking. Go have a good rest.
He was a wanted man.
He was a wanted man.
We all agree that Bill Ebaugh was a wanted man.
The subject is closed. He used to be different. He wore shoes to town. He was good for a laugh, real sweet. Stand there laughing. Right over there.
Well, he shouldn't have gone off and killed a man.
We don't know Bill Ebaugh killed a man. Only person we're sure killed a man is Woody here.
That's it, Buster.
Chris!
Tom, out. What's done is done. We live with what's done. Whatever causes the least grief.
Sorry, Chris. I didn't want to have to do that.
You're back overseas in a month, ain't you? What you drinking? On the house. Made me remember stuff. I forgot what he was like in those days.
I'd like to buy everybody a drink. I appreciate the support. It's been kind of hard, especially on my wife. People saying stuff. I didn't do it for the reward. I did it for everybody. For everything we believe in.
I gotta go.
Time to go.
It's that time.
So long.
So long.
Well, I liked Jack. And then he got shot. Japs shot him. Don't know why. They don't need a reason.
I got bad eyes.
Hey, Bill, don't you...
My name's not
just
Bill.
Sometimes you fall in love with everything. You ever read Walt Whitman? Wanna take off your clothes and run through the woods and yowl?
No.
If there wasn't human beings... I'd be a duck. Big red-headed duck. Quack, quack. And float in the lake. And praise the Lord. And you fly, and you fly, and you fly.
Stop it!
Sometimes with a woman, you don't even know her name, but you're inside one another. Who's doing it to who? You can't tell. Stream flows into the river. Which is the stream? And which is the river? Ever read Walt Whitman?
In high school, maybe.
It's beautiful. Being alive. Loving the ladies. Flying.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Carl, here's a report on Tom O'Donnell. That's what I'm telling the DA. Mr. Evans, hi.
How's your back?
It'll do.
This was the troublemaker?
He's circulating this petition for the DA to investigate the shooting. He thinks Wild Bill was a sweetie.
I ask him what he's doing and he tackles me.
We got him up on assault. We got witnesses. He's not a popular guy. So, what can we do for you, Ben?
How about finishing up this case?
Good idea. What else?
I'm not joking, Carl.
Ben, Roosevelt's got 16 million men. He can't finish off one little nut with a mustache.
Carl, did you see the article in the San Francisco Chronicle?
I heard about it.
We need to have this over and done with. It's a blight on the county.
The man is dead. That means paperwork.
I'm talking about the whole climate here.
I don't control the weather, Ben. We've compiled the evidence. The coroner said the Purvis guy is clear. Why don't you guys pay him the reward? He's here every day saying, I need the money.
He'll get his money as soon as...
The Purvis guy wants to see you, asking for his money.
Tell him I don't know anything more.
Carl, the problem with that money. If the DA decides to investigate the shooting of William Ebaugh, then what liability do we incur for having paid him to do it?
I would have thought you'd have thought of that.
There's not going to be any Nevada City. 1941 was the banner year for gold production at Empire and North Star.
I know.
And in 1942, Mr. Roosevelt closed the mines.
I know.
A non-essential industry. I'm in the real estate business.
Ben, I'm sorry, but I'm not the president.
I am in the real estate business. I depend on people wanting to live here. And the San Francisco Chronicle says we're a bunch of vigilantes. Because we said it was self-defense, but there was no weapon found. Bill Ebaugh had no weapon. They say we gunned down this innocent guy when he didn't even have a weapon in the cabin.
We've been over that cabin time and again. This is private, Lester.
You remember we gotta go to Sacramento?
Damn. I'll be right there.
Lester, what's it like to work for a guy that votes for Roosevelt?
You can't blame a man for being ignorant.
Lester went to college a year and majored in ignorant.
Where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise. Thomas Gray.
Lester reads poetry.
Carl, we would like you to go out to the cabin tomorrow and search it.
We have searched it.
Look under the floorboards in the back room, maybe, and you might find that rifle. I bet you will. And that'd take a lot of the heat off.
Find a rifle.
And report to the press you found the rifle. We can't have it look like we put up a bounty for an unarmed man to be killed.
Isn't that what you did?
Carl, I need to know if you're on the team.
We have been out there. We've looked everywhere.
Have you looked under the floorboards, Carl?
I believe we have.
Recently?
I'm not quite hearing what you're saying, Ben.
You don't have to. Trust me.
I'm gonna do my job. That's all I can promise.
That's all I'm asking. Hey, a bunch of us are talking about doing a Christmas parade. Get people's minds off this Wild Bill thing. Hey, Lester, you want to be in the Christmas parade? Santa Claus, maybe. Carry your shotgun.
I gotta stop by the house before we go. Just take a minute. Sally's got pumpkin pie.
I can put up with that.
Well, I'll be off then, Carl. We want everybody to know this is a wonderful place to live, great place to move to. This whole thing's gonna be over. The war's gonna be over. It's a whole new world.
He's wound up.
You take care of Purvis?
Yeah, he's pretty pathetic.
I didn't do it for the money.
You're the only other dope who'd say a thing like that. What, are you playing games with the big boys on Broad Street?
I don't play games with anybody, Lester. I do my job.
Carl, how did I hurt my back?
You apprehended Mr. O'Donnell.
I beat that son of a bitch half dead. With the help of my two witnesses. If you didn't notice his condition, then no wonder you haven't found Bill Ebaugh's rifle.
I'm not hearing this, Lester.
It's a whole new world, Carl. Yeah, it's a whole new world.
Hi.
Here.
What? How much is it?
300. They gave it to me.
That's a lot of money, Woody. We can have cherry pie. You want to have cherry pie, honey? We'll have cherry pie. We're going to have cherry pie.
I guess. Where's Joey?
Out playing. I'll get some supper and we can talk.
Talk about what?
Well, remember we talked about getting out of here. What about New Mexico? We're not stuck here now.
This is where I'm from.
We're not from here. We're not from anywhere. Nobody's from anywhere. We'll find some place we can be from. That's what this country's all about, because John, he's making $200 a week. He thinks it's some new weapons or something for when we're going to fight the Russians. It's not going to stop after the war, honey, if we just get on the bandwagon. We just go out the door and down the road.
They think I murdered the guy.
They think you're a hero. You know the truth.
I know the truth.
Hon, You're not going to get any thanks here from the sheriff or anybody. They don't think people like us exist.
I don't want Joey to hear all that
stuff. Joey's proud of his dad. He goes around pretending he's you.
Okay. You want to go to New Mexico? We'll go.
What? This is some big government job, honey. Government's got all kinds of money. We got a future. That's what money does. It gives you a future. It's freedom. That's what the war's all about, isn't it? Freedom? So we got our little piece of it.
$300.
$300.
Funny thing. When I was a kid, I'd pump the pump and let it run over my hands. Like it wasn't water, it was diamonds. And if you could make it stick together, we'd be rich. We'd all be rich. But I knew it was water. I knew we weren't rich.
You're listening to Hitchhiking Off the Map. The play is Long Shadow.